Welcome back. In this lesson, we're going deep on Amen variation in Ableton Live 12, and more importantly, how to pull that variation from session view into arrangement view in a way that feels like a real performance, not just a loop slapped on a timeline. This is a classic drum and bass move, but we're doing it the advanced way. Not just chopping an Amen break and letting it repeat. We are going to shape it, perform it, capture it, and then turn that energy into a proper arrangement. Think jungle motion. Modern rolling DNB tightness and enough movement in the drums to keep the track breathing bar after bar. First thing, load your Amen break into an audio track in session view. Make sure warp is on. If the break is pretty clean, beats mode is usually a great starting point because it preserves the transience nicely. If it's a little messy, don't panic. That's normal. The key in DNB is not perfection from the source. The key is making sure the transients land where you want them. Now, if you want more control, slice the Amen to a MIDI track. Right-click the clip and choose Slice to New MIDI Track. For a natural feel, slice by transients. If you want a more rigid, programmable approach, slice by 1/16. Either way, now you've got the break mapped to cross pads, which means you can treat it like a drum kit instead of a fixed audio loop. This is where the fun starts. Build a simple core groove first. Don't get fancy immediately. Anchor the snare, place your kick accents, and leave room for the bass line. In a lot of jungle and DNB, the main snare is the anchor. Keep that stable, then add ghost notes around it. Put in little snare taps, a few extra hats, maybe a kick pickup leading into the next bar. You want motion, but you don't want to lose the pocket. A good rule here is to think in tension cycles, not just loops. Ask yourself, where does the groove relax, and where does it spike? Every two bars, you want some kind of small rise or change so the break keeps moving forward. That could be a tiny fill, a shifted ghost note, or a short pickup into the next phrase. Use velocity to bring it to life. Your main snare hits should stay strong, but ghost notes should sit much lower. Kick accents can be solid, hats can be lighter. You're trying to create the feel of a drummer with hands and intent, not a grid of identical hits. Next, add groove. Ableton's groove pool is perfect for this if you use it carefully. You can drag in a subtle swing feel, maybe an MPC-style groove or just a slight swing percentage. Keep it restrained. In DNB, too much swing can make the bass line feel late and the whole track can lose its drive. So use groove to loosen the break, not drag it behind the beat. Now we're going to make multiple versions in session view. This is important. Don't rely on one clip. Make at least three. One clip should be your main groove. That's the stable version, the backbone. One clip should be your fill version. Add an extra snare drag, a kick pickup, maybe a few more ghost notes or a little roll at the end. And one clip should be your turnaround or transition version. This one can strip out some kicks, add a reverse slice, maybe cut the tail short, or create a little stop before the downbeat. This is the kind of clip that points the energy into the next section. This is where a session view becomes more than a clipboard. Use it like a performance pad. Trigger the clips with intention. One variation for stability, one for motion, one for disruption. That's the mindset. If you want the break to feel denser without cluttering the low end, layer a top loop or some ghost percussion. A high-pass shaker loop works great. So does a chopped hat layer or a filtered top-end copy of the MN. On that layer, use EQ8 to high-pass around 200 to 400 Hz, then maybe a little drum bus for punch, utility if you need to narrow the stereo image, and maybe a touch of saturator if you want some edge. For the main break itself, a practical processing chain might be EQ8 to clean up mud around 200 to 400 Hz, then drum bus for character, saturator for subtle grit, glue compressor for a little glue, and utility if you want to keep the low end centered. Keep the compression light. Don't flatten the life out of the break. The whole point is to preserve transient snap and impact, especially once the bass comes in. Here's a big producer tip. Don't let the bass line and the break fight for the same accents. If the bass is busy on a certain beat, move the break variation somewhere else. Bass is part of the groove. A good DNB arrangement often feels huge because every element knows when to step back. Now let's talk about printing this performance. This is the key move. You've got your session view clip set up. You've got your main groove, your fill, your turnaround. Now launch them live, just like you're performing the drum part. Then hit global record and capture that performance into arrangement view. That is the whole point of pulling it from session view to arrangement view. You're not just drawing in a loop, you're performing the structure, then committing it to the timeline. That's how the arrangement starts to feel alive. If you're working with MIDI clips and you forget to record, you can also use Capture MIDI to recover the performance. Then review what you captured, keep the best bits, and move them into the arrangement. Either way, The goal is the same: preserve the energy first, then refine it later. Once it's in arrangement view, start shaping the phrasing. Think in 8-bar arcs. A great DNB section might start with a stripped intro groove, then add density, then push into a fill, then land into a stronger drop section. You can automate a filter opening over time, bring in saturation as the energy rises, and pull the level back just before the drop, so the impact hits harder. A really effective trick is to use a filtered pre-drop version of the break. Duplicate the break track, low-pass it, reduce some of the hats, maybe dip the volume slightly, then slam back into the full spectrum break at the drop. That contrast is massive. It makes the full break feel bigger without changing the pattern itself. Also, don't be afraid to resample your own work. If the session view performance feels good, print it to audio, chop that printed version, and build a second generation variation from it. That's a very jungle approach. Performance, print, mutate, reuse. It keeps the drums evolving instead of looping in place. A few common mistakes to avoid here. First, don't leave the amen static. If it repeats unchanged, the groove loses power fast. Second, don't overquantize everything. Keep the main snare anchored, but let the ghost notes breathe a little. Third, don't overcompress. The drums need punch. And fourth, don't forget about phrase structure. A good loop is not automatically a good arrangement. Here's a quick advanced idea. Make one stable version, one movement version, and one transition version. Then perform a 16-bar arrangement using all three. Add one filter move, one saturation move, and one small fill only at phrase endings. Then listen back and ask yourself where it feels too crowded, where it feels too static, and which bar has the best transition. That's how you start hearing arrangement, not just pattern. For darker or heavier DNB, a little grit goes a long way. Saturator or drum bus can help the snare cut through a dense re-space. You can also create a ghost room layer by duplicating the break, high-passing it aggressively, adding a small room reverb, maybe a tiny bev resonators or corpus if you want a metallic edge, and blending it low underneath. That gives the drum some recorded space without muddying the main hit. And when you're ready, remember the big lesson. The amen is not just a loop, it's a performance instrument. In Ableton Live 12, session view gives you the performance space, and arrangement view lets you commit that performance into a finished structure. That's how you turn a break into a section, and a section into a drop that really moves. So load the break, slice it, build your clips, perform the variation, capture it, and refine it. Print early, edit later. That's the workflow, and once you get comfortable with it, your amen breaks will stop sounding pasted in and start sounding played. All right, let's get into it and make that break hit.